Think about all of the company and brand names that have become memories and pages in the history books. It's a long list, isn't it? Well, it looks like one more name could be added to that list as this past week Sears declared bankruptcy. While this stated plan that they have is to repair and restore, is it possible for even an iconic brand to rise up from the ashes that they are in? What does the fall of Sears tell of the brick-and-mortar retail world today? What lessons can others learn from Sears? With us now to discuss all of this is a man known as America's Money Answers Man for his knowledge of business and personal finance, Jordan Goodman. Thanks for being here today, Jordan.
Great to be with you, Chris.
MoneyAnswers.com, Jordan's website. Get his writings, his insight, his advice, his guidance, all things financial, common sense financial, too, I should add. I'm going to give you a trifecta. What do these three have in common? Sears, Kodak, Playboy magazine.
Well, they were hot at one point, and then they were not, I guess you might say. They didn't kind of keep up with the times.
Exactly. They were all gun-shy when it came to high-tech.
Yeah, and, I mean, Sears did have an online offering, but their stores were not kept up well. There was not a place to go. With retail, you've got to make it exciting and interesting and a place you want to go, and that's not what was happening at Sears stores. First, they lost to Walmart, and then they lost to the big-box stores like Best Buy and Home Depot and, you know, companies like that. And then ultimately Amazon took a lot of the market share, and people perfectly comfortable getting appliances and tools and clothes and all the things they used to get at Sears through Amazon at cheaper prices without the having to go and park and all the complications of going to malls. So, and then on top of that, they added a huge amount of debt, something like $5.8 billion in debt to the Sears balance sheet. So it just made the whole situation worse. And people have been thinking it's going to happen for a while. It finally happened this past week.
And that debt is really what accelerated their demise, because the one advantage they held on to was they had more locations than their competition. But that had to get pared down.
And think of Toys R Us as another example this year. They were taken private by a leveraged buyout firm that added about $5 billion in debt to them, and they just couldn't keep up. So when you add debt to a weakened position, it usually doesn't turn out well. And remember, it's not only Sears, it's Kmart as well. They have the two of them combined. They've got a total of about 820 stores. They're going to close about 143 of them right away. They're in Chapter 11 reorganization, not liquidation, but they're going to get through the holiday season. We'll see. I'm expecting that they're going to liquidate the entire thing come January, because they're just falling too far behind, Chris.
Would they think of combining Kmart into Sears and jettison one of the two brands and make all the locations under one brand?
I don't think so. I mean, they both have their own markets. Kmart technically actually bought Sears back in 2004.
This is true.
But I don't think it's too late to do that at this point. They've just taken on too much debt, and I think the shoppers are going elsewhere. And it's not going to be we've had Toys R Us, but we've had Claire's stores and Bon-Ton and Sports Authority and all kinds of other major chains have liquidated this year. It's been a pretty tough retail environment to compete with what's happening with Amazon and online.
You mentioned going to the mall to get to a Sears. What's this going to do for the mall environment? Because a lot of Sears stores are what they call anchor stores for some shopping malls in need of a lot of foot traffic.
Correct. So it's already hurt malls. It's going to hurt them further. Now, they may be able to redevelop, but they're large stores, so they may be able to redevelop those into medical centers or sports places or churches or who knows what.
Yeah.
But it is an anchor tenant that's going to disappear and mean that much less traffic for the malls, and that's going to hurt a lot of people. Think of the employees. There's about 70,000 employees of Sears and Kmart, and think of all the suppliers and the people keeping up in the malls. I mean, it has a wide impact when something as big as Sears goes into bankruptcy.
Talking with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. MoneyAnswers.com is his website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess, too, this gives a lesson for personal finance ideas, too, or motivation, because if you're an employee of Sears, hopefully you're not having too many regrets about your financial planning, your future, and planning ahead, thinking that, you know, hopefully never thinking that your job is something that's going to be a permanent part of your life.
Well, I think the people at Sears did not see a bright future.
I would hope not.
Growing and, you know, a bright long-term future. Now, there are going to be a lot of retail jobs available this holiday season. Macy's and others are hiring, so I think some of these people are going to be able to find jobs. In fact, there's a shortage of workers in many areas. The Labor Department puts out something called the JOLTS report, the job openings numbers, and that came out at 7 million unfilled jobs, Chris. So there are definitely needs for people out there if they have the right skills, and retail is one thing that's in demand. So hopefully the workers will do okay.
I was going to say the service sector is among those. I know we're based in Northwest New Jersey. That's always one of the, even if the numbers were weak or down, the service sector was always one of the growth numbers.
Well, I think it will continue to be that way because this was a service economy. I mean, we've got the trade war going on with China, and that's hurting products, but not as much services. I mean, we're about 8% of our economy is export-oriented. China's about 70%. So there's pain going on both sides because of this trade war, but much more pain in China than there is here because we're more of a service-oriented economy.
Saw some photos, too, because obviously when a brand is damaged and suppliers see it circling the porcelain throne, that they stop supplying. I mean, Sears had to give up exclusivity of a lot of brands. That just accelerated.
Well, they sold Kenmore. They sold Craftsman. They sold Land's End. I mean, it used to be quite an empire. Remember, they used to have Allstate, and they'd have the Discover card, and they had Dean Witter.
Yeah.
At one point, it was the financial supermarket, and all that is gone now. Now, some of these things are doing okay. Discover's card is doing fine on its own. Allstate is doing fine on its own. But it had been the ultimate American empire. They had that big Sears Tower in Chicago, and it looks like it's just all going to go away. It's a kind of a sign of the times.
It's amazing, too. There were photos, some Sears stores, they were hanging bed sheets and shower curtains to sort of hide all the empty shelf units that suppliers just weren't coming through with enough stuff with, because they figure, why dump stuff in a place where it's not going to sell?
So this is going to also impact this holiday shopping season. You're going to have these huge liquidation sales from Sears, which is going to put pressure on Walmart and Target and JCPenney and all these other places offering similar kinds of goods. So it's going to be great for shoppers to get a lot of great deals, but it's going to put pressure on profit margins on the other retailers.
And just a little tip for potential shoppers in Sears, don't expect really Class A customer service, because the attitude adjustment is just a little precarious right now for the workers in Sears. Not being a naysayer for people who want to hold on to a job, and I wish them all the best, but it's you got to pick your spots, and being in Sears right now as an employee is not the best spot to be in by any stretch of the imagination. Hopes or not, want to learn more about finances and get it done in a way that you can easily understand and incorporate into your personal life and your business life, too. MoneyAnswers.com, that's Jordan's website. Jordan Goodman, thanks for being here today.
Always glad to help, Chris. Thank you.